here's a story from The World.
Immigrant doctors play a key role in the U.S. healthcare system, especially in rural and lower income communities. And for many of them, the pandemic poses risks that go way beyond just getting sick. The World's Ilana Gordon has our story.
Dr. Vivekanand Tiwari spent the last 6 years working at a hospital in Springfield, Illinois. Like many healthcare workers, when COVID-19 hit, he and his wife tried to reduce their exposure risks at home because Tiwari was seeing patients with COVID.
Many times we slept separately.
The pandemic has been difficult for so many health workers, but for Tiwari and the scores of other doctors who are immigrants, they often have an additional stressor because of their temporary visa status. He's from India and applied for a green card 6 years ago. He's still waiting, and that wait could last decades. The U.S. caps the number of work-based visas for each country, and slots from India fill up fast.
The situation is that if something happens to me, my family will have to leave.
In other words, if Tiwari gets sick from COVID, and then if he needs long-term disability, or worse yet, if he dies, his family would fall out of status. This is terrifying for Tiwari and his wife, Shikha Shah. She just gave birth to their second child 2 weeks ago.
I have to go back to my country and start from scratch. That's the most scariest part of the whole situation.
In the United States, about 250,000 doctors are immigrants, representing about 1 in 4 doctors. That overall percentage is higher in rural and underserved areas. One of those areas is in southeastern Missouri, where nephrologist Raghavir Kura cares for kidney patients at all hours of the day and night, some of whom also have COVID-19.
Now, I'm right in front of a hospital where I have a patient who's COVID positive, and I'm going to go see that patient in the ICU. And the other day, I got called in the middle of the night. He would die in the next 1 hour if I didn't go, and I have to go.
3 years ago, Kura helped form a group, Physicians for American Healthcare Access. The group has been lobbying for legislation to ease and speed up the permanent residency process for doctors. It's hard to find a clear number, but his group estimates that about 12,000 immigrant doctors are currently in limbo. He says one fix is through legislation that would tap into employment-based visas that were never used up from other countries like Canada, and then transfer them to these doctors and nurses.
The unused visas from all these past years, let's use them towards the healthcare warriors, healthcare heroes.
Kura notes another problem with the visa system for doctors. It often ties international doctors to a specific employer, which means they can't relocate to regions that have the greatest need. For Kura, a lone kidney doctor in rural Missouri where COVID cases are on the rise, he worries. What happens to his patients if something happens to him?
We have a ton of immigrant, talented physicians from all over the countries working here who can deal with ICU patients. Why can't they work with me here? No, they cannot.
The pandemic has only added complications to U.S. immigration policies. That's according to Greg Siskind, an immigration lawyer who specializes in doctor visas.
Almost every aspect of the physician immigration system has been disrupted in one way or another.
He says visas have become even harder to access, and travel, of course, is more difficult. Congress is working to address these problems. One proposal that would ease the visa process for doctors and nurses and provide more protections for their families is included in the massive Health and Economic Recovery Omnibus Emergency Solutions Act, or HEROES Act. So far, nothing has passed. Siskind says the U.S. is looking less and less attractive as a place to practice medicine.
This is really the first time in my 3 decades of doing this that I've been hearing more than just the odd person here or there saying that they are looking at other countries and no longer interested in the United States because of the immigration issues.
As for Tiwari and his wife, they're not planning to uproot anytime soon. They're raising a family here. But when COVID-19 hit at age 38, Tiwari says one of the first ways he tried to ease his anxiety was to write a will. With so much out of his control, he's trying anything he can to protect his family. For The World, I'm Ilana Gordon.